Call the May 4th Common Council meeting in order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Alderman Mayer?
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Here.
Alderwoman Hanneman?
Here.
Alderman Barber?
Here.
Alderman Nelson?
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise, join the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I don't think you've done all of this before, Ms. Gill.
Yep. Okay, first item on the agenda is citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and tell us what you want to tell us. Any citizen wishing to speak? Alderwoman Hanneman.
Thank you, Mayor. Would you kindly pass that down to our city clerk? May 2nd through 8th of 2021 is the 52nd annual Professional Municipal Clerks Week. So we are here to celebrate Sandy Wesolowski and her deputy clerk, Shirley Roberts. I'd say arguably 2020 may have been the most difficult year of their lengthy careers with the city. Sandy and Shirley and their staff provide the information center around which the day-to-day business of the city of Franklin operates. Due to them, their knowledge and professionalism, as well as their dedication to the people of Franklin, they run our elections, manage our licensing and permitting processes, the Board of Review, they prepare and publish meeting agendas, minutes, legal publications, and countless other crucial tasks. The clerk's office is oftentimes the very first point of contact for our citizens, where Sandy and her staff meet each challenge with cool heads, compassion, and a sense of humor. So on behalf of the citizens of Franklin, please join me in expressing appreciation for a job well done for our municipal clerk and her staff. Thank you.
Speech.
There's no clapping in the policy proposal.
Easy, fella. We had a conversation about that. Okay, one last chance for citizen commentary. No one rise. I'll close the citizens' comment period. We move on to mayoral announcements. The first one is something that we always like to do. It's recognize the achievements of some of our citizens. Jennifer, please come on up.
Whereas the beekeeping industry touches the lives of every individual in the nation, with honeybees pollinating nearly one-third of the human diet, including a large majority of fruits, nuts, and legumes, providing nearly $19 billion in direct value to the United States of agriculture. And whereas the United States honeybees produce over 300 varieties of honey, including jungle honey, honeys such as clover, basswood, cranberry, and buckwheat. Continued success.
mentioned, I do. I travel across the country talking all about the importance of honeybees and the pollination that they do. And even having the opportunities to talk to our youngest citizens and anyone in general just about how important pollination is, as well as the different flowers that we plant. So even here in Franklin, it's beautiful to see even at the Weir Nature Center all the different flowers and how we can be pollinator-friendly, because our honeybees are so essential to pollinating one-third of the food that we eat. So having a food source for our honeybees that's available all throughout the year by encouraging homeowners to plant gardens that are pollinator-friendly, that are available throughout the year, but also as well as building projects, as you see at the high school and all the new projects that are coming into Franklin to encourage the planting of wide, diverse flowers that are native to Wisconsin and that are available to bloom throughout the year. So I appreciate the opportunity to come and speak before you today, and I do have some information as well, if I can leave with
sure.
A little bit about more about honeybees, as well as some delicious recipes and some delicious Wisconsin honey, or one of the over 300 varieties in the United States. So.
Thank you very much.
Here we go.
And the best Christmas tree
in
the room.
Yes.
Congratulations, Arthur.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, could I take advantage of the moment? Jennifer, we have a very active environmental commission in Franklin, and we encourage things such as promoting honeybee food and things. I extend an open invitation to you to attend one of our meetings and bring us as much as you can. We just recently celebrated our most successful Arbor Day tree giveaway on Saturday than we've ever had. We had a lineup at the door before we even opened, so it was very successful. We encourage these kind of things to promote our environment and promote a healthy environment. So that invitation stands.
Thank you. Appreciate
that. Thank you very much.
Can I
Yeah, please.
Well,
information.
I don't know if you
want
to grab them, I guess.
Yeah, we'll grab them later. Thank you. We can't have you on a sugar high. That's trouble. Okay, next item. Thank you, Jennifer. Next item is an update on surrounding communities' 4th of July activities. A quick poll from the Intergovernmental Cooperation Council leads me to believe that Muskego, New Berlin, Greenfield, Greendale, Hales Corners are all doing full 4th of July activities as per their usual schedule. Oak Creek will not be doing a parade as of now, but they will be doing fireworks. And several other smaller communities, Cudahy and South Milwaukee, are still up in the air because they use county facilities. So we are on schedule to do our own festivities as usual with some restrictions. So that's what's going on nearby. Notice of the 2021 Wisconsin Act 29 impacts. Recently, the legislature passed a piece of legislation that awards additional workers' comp to first responders, some first responders, and reduced the amount of documentation and requirements for those officers and firefighters to achieve this additional workers' comp. I took issue with how it was done, not the net result. We got no opportunity to bargain for it. The state just gave this benefit without a bargain, and it may cost us some money, but you needed to know that was there. And update on the status of the Franklin Senior Citizens, Inc. This is the corporation, not the activity at Root River. The corporation was headed by Fred Knippel and Casper Green. About this time last year, they decided to liquidate the corporation because they had no one coming up behind them and they were not raising funds. So with that, they made a decision to distribute the funds, and the city of Franklin was a beneficiary of a lot of it. Police department got $20,000 in grants, health department $25,000, the elections commission committee, the elections department got $15,000. They replaced it, and the city of Franklin, us, received $15,000 with the request that you guys will appreciate this, with the request that we replace the chairs in the council chambers. For those of you who knew Casper Green and Fred, they sat right where the chief sits, And after every meeting, they would complain to me about the comfort of those chairs. They are not wrong. So we have picked out some chairs, and we'll get them ordered pretty soon. There may be additional funds coming, but this money comes from the fundraising that they generated for a senior center, which obviously did not happen. So we thank the Franklin Senior Citizens, Inc., and we look forward to the day pretty soon, I hope, that they get back to the lunch program at Root River. So that'll be good.
Mayor?
Yes, sir. Alderman Mayor.
We did have a couple of senior citizen groups, the Senior Citizens, Inc. being one of them, Senior Citizens Travel Program being another one, and I believe there was even a program for walking. What is the status of all three of them? Do you know, or can you comment on that? And is there any consideration of maybe consolidating all of the efforts together?
Well, that's an admirable goal, but you know, we think we've got political problems here at the council. You ain't seen nothing yet until you try to merge those programs. They all have valuable goals, but they don't like each other real well. The senior lunch program, which we provide funding for, is on hold until the health officer says we can get back together. That's held at Root River on the first Wednesday of every month. The walking program also is suspended because the county has suspended all programs in the sports complex. Senior travel, also on hold because of COVID, and that's run by former Alderman Basil Ryan, and we have no involvement with that, other than we pay for the bus to the tune of, what, 15 grand, something like that.
Do we have involvement with the other two?
We provide funds for the senior lunch program, yes.
As we do for the travel.
We provide the money for the buses, yes. But we don't provide anything for the walking program.
Okay. Probably more to come, I would assume? I'm
hoping so. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? Okay, with that, we'll move on to approval of regular meeting minutes of the Common Council meeting of April 20th. Any additions or corrections?
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Give it to Alderman Mayor, please. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We have no public hearings. We have no organizational business. We have no letters and petitions. So we move on to the regular order of business. G1, page 15, resolution conditionally approving a land combination for the school district on West Forest Hill Avenue.
I'll make the motion to approve.
Second. Let's do who did it first.
I'll say
we'll give this to Alderman Wilhelm for a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Dr. Miller. Thanks, Jim. G2 on page 35, an ordinance to amend 15-30442 of the Unified Development Ordinance, District 37, to increase the maximum permitted sign face area of approximately 750 square feet to 9,820 square feet, distributed between 29 signs for the indoor sports complex. Questions or motion?
I'll make the motion to adopt the ordinance.
Is there a second?
Second.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I noticed that staff had recommended denial, and the reasoning seemed very solid on that. And I guess I'm just wondering a little bit more reasoning from the council on why we're going against the staff recommendation, and the fact that I've had a business in my district that is way under what this wants, and it's been having a very hard time. So I'm hoping that this moves forward, that they can come forward and be allowed a similar situation. But could we just get some reasonings from the people that were on the plan commission for a little more solid, so I can give my vote to the project?
Sure. You want to do it, Alderman Zander, or do you want me to do it, or you want Heath to do it?
Well,
Alderman Zander.
You can do it, and then I'll interject if I need to.
The initial proposal, the first thing that we have to remember is the type of the building and its location. This is a huge white box. with an office building in front of it. So the Plan Commission looked at the proposed signage, which included extremely large graphic pictures. The pictures were graphics, not graphic, if you understand the difference, that covered the entire two sides of the building, the north side and the west side. Those we found on the west side to be objectionable to the residents nearby, so those were eliminated. But the goal for those signs, which were graphics, was to break up the look of the wall and to provide some visual interest to the building. So those were deleted. There was additional signage on the front of the building. You see that on page 60 and on page 63. Each of those window sections, which are not windows, they're recesses, had much larger logos for all the activities in Ballpark Common. We thought not only the size of the sign, the graphics were too big, but the number of them were too big. And for me, it didn't include a Franklin Field logo. So we reduced those essentially by half and reduced the size by half to bring it down. We looked at the signage around the office building. There was an intention that they put tenant signs underneath the windows between the first and second floors. Those were eliminated. There was significant discussion about the Midwest Orthopedics sign, illuminated sign on the north side of the building. That was reduced in size, as was the graphics, I believe. Heath, is that correct? Did you reduce the graphics?
Not the graphics.
Okay. Sorry.
But the sign in the back was reduced by 50% and not illuminated.
No, it is still illuminated.
Is that one?
Yeah. These are all LED signs backlit so that they don't shine out. They just shine against the building. We had conversation about the monument sign on Ballpark Drive. That stayed the same. We had conversations about the signage on what is the north side of the office building, and that was reduced to only a Midwest Orthopedics sign only. So there was substantial reduction, but the scale of the building is what causes the square footage.
That was very helpful. As you know, Mayor, I've had problems with the billboard issues in my district, and I'm envisioning sort of this being like large billboards based on the sides, but when you describe them, they don't quite sound as bad if they have LED lighting, and I know the building was very bland, so I'm just hoping that this is something that will increase the visual look of the building, but not overwhelm, and I guess I'm willing to give my support to it, but I'm hoping that it turns out to look nicer than we expect, or at least as nice as we hope it will. So thank you very much for that explanation.
Well, before we move on, if you turn your attention to page 60, well, let's do 64. That gives you a better idea of what the graphics look like. They intend on changing those periodically, which is fine. But if you look on 65, you get an idea of what it's gonna look like at night. And the graphics aren't illuminated. Those are the only four panels that are graphic panels. So. Okay.
Thank you.
Do we have a motion?
We have a motion, a second.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? All those in favor of the motion signify. Well, let's just go ahead with the roll call.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye. Six ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions, motion carries. Page 69, G3 is a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for a tinting business at 8581 South 27th Street. Alderwoman Hanneman.
I will move to approve the resolution.
Is there a second?
Second.
Hanneman and Barber. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G4, page 89, status update from Cory Monitoring Committee on the Reclamation Plan. Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Mayor,
Yeah, call it.
I will move to set a date in, for the year 2021 for a public hearing related to the Franklin Aggregates Reclamation Plan in conformance with SNR 135.19.
Is there, well, before we do that, Heath, what level of notice do we have to provide? Is there a requirement?
I think it would require a typical class one notice, but I'll have to check on that with Regulo and staff. But it's a public, it's if you adopt it as a plan, then theoretically it has to go through that kind of notice requirement. But it doesn't have, obviously, a notification to adjacent neighbors because it's not a that kind of a document. It's a plan adoption process.
So we'll do the class one, but also post it on the website and that kind of thing, because a class one notice doesn't hit a lot of the houses around there.
Right, exactly.
Okay. So a second, Alderman, before
I move on. I just want to suggest that as the Quarry Monitoring Committee has had this and reviewed it over and over quite a few times, and Payne and Dolan is ready to move this forward, the reason my motion says in the year 2021, that allows for, if the Planning Commission would like to not act right away and all the way out to the end of the year, plenty of time to make sure staff might want to check it with all the DNR requirements and all of that. So just letting know that that's why it's open-ended to close at the end of 2021.
Let's shoot for September.
I'd like to second, but I'd like to hear the motion again.
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, I only
Move to set a date in the year 2021 for a public hearing related to the Franklin Aggregates Reclamation Plan in conformance with NR 135.19.
Is that through the Planning Commission then?
It's just the public hearing. If I recall, it is before the Planning Commission, but I left it totally open so staff can figure all of that out. They have plenty of time to do it. And I believe what it says is Plan Commission approves the plan in the via a public hearing, and I think it comes back to the council for final approval, but that's just my best guess on what I remember. So
I second the motion.
And that's what the understanding, we'll get it done by October 1st. Mr. City Attorney.
Thought is, Alderwoman Wilhelm referenced a specific administrative code, and I didn't see anything on a quick read of the packet materials discussing any process, but there is a planned development district, actually two ordinances dating back to circa 1997 or 8 with regard to the quarry, and staff may find some additional provision for approval of a reclamation plan in there. So whatever the public hearing is, it shall conform with all applicable regulations, and that's my understanding.
Mine too. Would
you like me to amend it and other applicable regulations?
Yes,
okay.
Please.
Then I will add that to my motion.
Alderman Barber?
Okay.
Adding to what any other applicable?
Just if the Alderman would like to add a date as to when we would start the process for the next evaluation, or if there is anything out there that says when the quarry committee would review this again. Is it every 5 years or something like that?
Alderman Willem.
That is all set within the documents that planning will be able to come forward with and be all part of the process through the public hearing. And so they can spell that all out for us at that time. I don't really want to make it part of the motion because they have to do all the research and all of that. And I don't want to set anything in there that might not be correct. So I believe it's approximately 5-year review plan.
That could be added to the motion as it comes forward through the hearing.
Well, I'm concerned that if it's not correct, I don't want to add any type of review to the motion because...
There's a review provision in the ordinance.
Yep.
So it's already spelled out.
Right.
Right, and the understanding is we're going to get this done before October 1st. Okay, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G5 on 113 is to help us be more efficient, an ordinance to repeal and recreate Chapter 133, the fire protection, fire protection, prevention, and control code of the Municipal Code of the City of Franklin, and discontinue enforcing the grandfathered local code requirements under Act 270.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Mr. City Attorney.
I'm understanding the motion to be the motion at the bottom of the second page of the this item's action sheet. Bottom of 114.
I'll read it in the record. Motion to approve an ordinance to repeal and recreate Chapter 133, Fire Prevention, Protection, and Control Code of the Municipal Code of the City of Franklin, and to discontinue enforcing grandfathered local code requirements under Wisconsin Act 270. That is Alderman Mayor's motion. Who seconded? Alderman Barber?
Yes.
Okay, it's been approved. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Good job, Chief. Great presentation. G6 on 135. Three items here. Approval and acceptance of a second, year 6 through 10, drug-free community grant cycle, and approval for the City of Franklin to continue to serve as fiscal agent for the drug-free community grant, otherwise known as Volition. And approval of the Memorandum of Understanding between Volition Franklin and the City of Franklin. Alderman Barber. The motion is...
So move.
Second.
Second.
The motion is on page 136.
Second to all three motions.
Very good. Mr. City Attorney, that's for all three motions.
Okay, which is all three subject matters listed on the title of this item.
Yes, and listed on the next page.
Oh. Well, it's a little different down there. Okay. I did confer with health department staff just before the meeting, noted that there is no copy of a memorandum of understanding between Volition Franklin and the City of Franklin in the agenda packet materials. She indicated, Ms. Henry indicated that a memorandum of understanding had been approved and executed circa 2016, and I inquired as to whether or not it's essentially the same form and content, and she's said yes and is nodding her head now. So my thought is, well, there's already a motion for it, but my thought would have been to recommend approval with regard to that particular component of the motion, subject to review and approval by the city attorney and any minor or technical changes there too, and I would just review it compared to the last approved one and see if there is any issues with it before it's executed and delivered by the city.
Alderman Barber, subject to technical corrections.
That's fine.
And Alderman Wells?
Yes.
All those in favor of the motion, motions signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. G7 on page 137, an ordinance to amend 22-3A and B of the Municipal Code pertaining to municipal court stipulations and deposits to update the same with regard to references to Wisconsin statute provisions and a deposit schedule for non-police department citations, that being of health, inspection, fire, engineering, and city development. Any questions on this matter? There's three motions. Is there a motion to adopt and amend 22-3A and B of the Municipal Code pertaining to municipal court stipulations and deposits to update the same with regard to references to the Wisconsin statute provisions?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to approve deposit schedule for non-police department, that being health, inspection, fire, engineering, and city development, issued citations pursuant to municipal court judge memo dated April 27, 2021?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. And a motion to approve the deposit schedule for violations of municipal code chapter 80, animals, article 5, possession of wild animals, citations pursuant to municipal court judge memo dated April 27th, 2021.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All of those votes were 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Move on to G8 on page 143, an ordinance to amend 13-4 of the municipal code to provide for publication of budget amendments on the city website in conformance to state statute 65-90 sub 5.
I move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Page 147, G9, an ordinance to amend 2020-53, an ordinance adopting 2021 annual budgets for the general and capital improvement funds to carry forward $350,000 citywide security appropriations and reclassifying $6,600 of contingency appropriations to park expenditures.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Page 153, G10, resolution declaring official intent to reimburse expenditures from the proceeds of borrowing. Questions on this? Alderman Dandria?
No, I'll make the motion to adopt the resolution 2019.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. G11 on page 161 is the March financial report. We had some discussion of that last night, but no. You get a proclamation, you got to sit through the whole meeting, Jennifer. See you, Bill. Mr. Rassenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just two brief comments for the Alderman. Included in the packet on page 165 is a chart of the landfill siting revenues. They've become an important part of our city resources in that they represent over $2 million of resources. That's the better part of 10% of our tax levy, so it's an important part. The takeaway from this particular graph is that the current run rate for receipt of landfill siting revenues is running about $25,000 favorable to our budget, so that would indicate there could be as much as $200,000 to $300,000 of excess resources in the current year from that particular source. And the other page that I would draw your attention to is page 188. There has been considerable discussion over the last several months about the Marquette Avenue project, and I would just point out that under the public, the first line in the Public Works project on page 188 now has the current year appropriation plus the encumbrance from the prior year, which provides for approximately an additional $60,000 of unused appropriations at this point in time, should some kind of adjustment be required for the project. And I don't have any other comments, but would be happy to answer any questions if there are any on the current year financials.
I will say that the waste siting money is truly a wonderful thing, because there were several of us in this room that were really frightened about what was forecast, which was well under our budget, and now we've got surplus, which is very good. So, Alderman Wilhelm.
Paul, at what point, or have we yet collected the fees that will be paid for the Marquette as far as the land donation, and have we gotten the land donation documents and the money that would be tied to that?
Well, the first answer to your question is nothing's been received as yet, but we have not asked for the funds. Okay. And I do need to review the agreements between the city and the developers to find out what timing of those payments are outlined in the agreements. Okay. And we will follow what the agreements say.
Okay. And as far as land transfer for right-of-way, has that been, that would be, I guess, a Glenn question.
Yeah, we've talked with planning and we talked with developers about it, and because of the way the whole CSM, or actually the subdivision plat's going, they're going to dedicate it all at one time.
You got the floor.
Okay. Is there any land value to the city that adds from accepting that land donation for that right-of-way that comes with that?
When the city takes possession of the land, we will record an asset equal to the estimated fair market value of that land. But it doesn't represent a distribution. It'll represent a contribution to the city.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Is there a motion to receive and place on file?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G12, committee of the whole recommendations. The volition report requires no action. We did a presentation of the financial report and the audit. Is there a motion to receive and place on file the financial report?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to receive and accept the auditor's report?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C, the discussion of all of those items was referred to staff to collate and update the documents in return. When are we going to do that? Okay, with that, move on to any questions on that?
No.
We'll give you a firm date, but probably the 14th. Yeah, that'll be okay. Licenses, Alderman Hanneman.
Sure.
Or you guys keep me guessing.
I don't believe we have any, unless there are any requests for separate action, I don't believe that, I think we can go through it all fairly well in order. So we will begin on page one. Vasily Avich will be, we move hold for appearance. Wisniewski is approved with letter. The Bowery Bar and Grill, approval. Leisner, approval. Balestrieri, new and renewal, hold for appearance. Banaszak, new and renewal, hold for appearance. Cruz Gonzalez, new and renewal is approval. Jacobs, new and renewal, hold for appearance. Jasinski, new and renewal, approve. Nuss, new and renewal, approval. Awachter, new and renewal, approval. Balserzak, renewal, approval. Breovac, approval. Bryant, approval. Boucher, approval. Next page. All on page 3 of 6, from Pauly through Martinez, are approval. Moving to page 4, all from Martinez Jennifer through Stork are approvals. Page 5 of 6, Tripler, approval. Varga, approval. Zaleski, approval. American Entertainment, approval. Games R Us, Inc., approval. Mitchell Novelty Company, approval. National Entertainment Network, approval. Reds Novelty Limited, approval. Wisconsin P&P Amusements, approval. Academy of Preschool Learning, Inc., approval pending inspections and proof of DFI payment. Discovery Days Daycare 3, Inc., approval pending inspection and proof of DFI payment. Faith Academy of Kids, approval pending inspection and DFI payment. Ingenious Inc., approval pending inspections and DFI payments. In fact, on page 6 of 6, Jubilee Faith Center, Kindercare Education LLC on 108th Street, KinderCare LLC on South 27th Street, Miss Ricky's Structured Daycare, are all approval pending inspection and payment of DFI fees. RNC Pub and Grill LLC, approved pending inspection and paid fees. Innovative Health and Fitness Building LLC, approved pending inspections and payment to DFI. Milwaukee County Parks, for the Milwaukee County Sports Complex, approved pending inspections. Milwaukee County Parks Oakwood Park Golf Course, approved pending inspections. Milwaukee County Parks Whitnall Park Golf Cart, approved pending inspections. Badger MHP LLC, approved pending inspections and payment to DFI. And Franklin Mobile LLC, approved pending inspection and payment to DFI. And finally, there is no action needed on municipal amendment to Municipal Code Chapter 158 relating to off-premise consumption sales by Class B retailers to allow sale of intoxicating liquor for off-premise consumptions by Class B retailers.
Thank you, sir.
Honorable.
Just one clarification on KinderCare, which is on the last page, sir, from the top. Did you also include application fee?
Yes, I'm sorry. Thank you for that correction. Okay. That does KinderCare LLC on 27th Street is approval pending inspection, payment of DFI fees, and the application fee.
Is there a second?
Question?
Alderman Mayor.
Why is there no action required for the last item?
I'm going to make a second.
Just... Okay. Thank you. Mr. City Attorney.
Because the...
push your button.
The question posed by the license committee at the last meeting was whether or not the existing municipal code was inconsistent with the new statutes as adopted, and I reviewed it, and it's not. So it didn't need an update.
Amazing how that works. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Alderman Wilhelm seconded. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We go to... item 1 on page 217, vouchers. Is there a motion approving city vouchers with ending date of May 3rd, 2021, in the amount of $2,240,275.12, and payroll dated April 23rd, 2021, in the amount of $439,373.98, and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $446,784.26, plus city matching payments. An estimated payroll of May 7th, estimated $399,000, and payments of the various payroll deductions, estimated $236,000, plus city matching payments, and property tax disbursements with an ending date of April 29th, 2021, in the amount of $3,623,947.17.
So moved.
Second.
Barbara Hanneman. You're busy coughing. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions, or motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, we are adjourned.